Hello, I'm Carol, a mediator with Family Mediation Northern Ireland, and this morning I'm talking with Polly, my fellow mediator.
Good morning, Carol.
Morning. Polly, we're talking about the information and assessment meeting, which is really the first opportunity to talk to a mediator during our process. What's the purpose of the information and assessment meeting?
Well, Carol, the information and assessment meeting is partly in its title. It is twofold. It's information and assessment, and it's twofold for the parents as well, because we inform the parents about mediation, so they are able then to make a decision whether they think it is a suitable process for them. So that's an individual decision they have to make. And also, we will require some information so that then we're also able to make an assessment about whether we think the timing is right for coming into mediation.
So, what sort of information is given to the parents?
Well, we give them one of the things that we do is we let them know that this initial meeting does not mean they're going straight into mediation. That's very important. This is a basic information gathering and assessment. But also, after that, we let them know the principles of mediation, so how they can prepare. And also, this is being aware that this is a confidential process. We need to create a space for parents to be able to speak openly and honestly with one another without there being repercussions outside the room. But also, that is caveated should there be any allegations or concerns raised around child protection issues, adult safeguarding, or indeed criminal activity. And that also the decision making in the media within any mediation lies with both parents. Their mediator is always impartial. We're not there to align, take sides, or tell anyone how to do anything. We're there to support them making well-informed, future-focused decisions in their children's best interests. And it's a voluntary process. And that's another thing that can be very difficult for parents to understand, because while one parent may be very keen to engage, the other parent may need a little more time to be ready to engage. So those are the principles that we're telling them about that they need to be aware of before they engage with us.
Okay, so we do need some information from the parents as well. What information do we ask of the parents?
Well, initially we'll be asking for contact details, information about their children. So, their sort of names and ages and dates of birth are important. Also, we need to be made aware if there are any agencies or services involved with the family that may be supporting them at this time. We'd also be asking them how they have managed the separation up to this point. And equally, how they have been able, as parents, how they believe they have been able to manage their decision making and communication over the last however many months or years this has been going on for parents. We also are very clear to make sure that parents are able to consider their children's best interests and also be aware, we try and get an understanding of how aware they are of the impact that their separation has been having on their children.
And of course, the discussions are very need to be very future focused and child focused. So it is important, I suppose, to really find out about the impact on the children and ensure that the parents can focus on their children and their children's needs during that.
Absolutely, particularly as in the information and assessment meeting, we are one-on-one. So it's one mediator with one parent. And we're asking them there from their perspective and what has been going on for them in the interim period since their separation and maybe prior to that. But equally, as you say, what is really required for parents when they go into mediation is the ability to future focus and not be keep being pulled back into the past around, say, end of relationship issues or difficulties that have occurred. It's the ability to future focus and really focus on the best interests of their children.
What happens if there are any safeguarding issues around their children?
Well, we first of all, we ask questions to be made to hope that we are made aware of that. So, for example, if social services are previously involved with the family, we would then require contact details for the social services because we would like to check in. We don't break confidentiality, but we do need to check in with any social worker who is in charge, maybe, or a caseworker for that family to ensure that they believe it is the right time and that indeed it is correct that parents can come into mediation and have discussions, because it's very important that say they're not doing work that social services are standing over, we don't then they don't replicate that or try and replicate that in mediation. They only are allowed to discuss things which are not being managed by other agencies.
Okay. And of course, preparation is a very big part of the information and assessment meeting. We want people to be coming into mediation very well prepared. So what do we do, Polly, to try and help people to prepare well for mediation before they come into their first session?
Well, I think in the first instance, what we all do is that we really encourage the parents to read around. So we signpost them off to literature that parents routinely tell us they find incredibly helpful, if nothing else, for normalising the situation they're in, but also the different varieties of options that are out there for parents to consider for how to manage their situation going forward. So we signpost to reading. There's also some organisations, Relate NI, Parenting NI, there's a Family Support NI, different organisations and websites that will signpost parents to additional help that they may need. And also there's some things on YouTube that we signpost them to maybe do some reading or listening or hearing about things that may support their particular family needs.
And of course, someone coming into mediation who is well prepared is much more likely to have a very successful mediation rather than a parent who has not done any of this research, has not read around the subject in advance.
Yes, it's incredibly important, because if two people come into a mediation believing that they want to do it their way and they're not prepared to listen to one another, that means we're not really going to have a mediation.
Okay, so sometimes the timing is not right for parents. What sort of reasons sometimes is the timing wrong for them?
There can be many reasons, but probably the most common ones are the emotional levels are incredibly high and there are end of relationship issues that parents are still caught up in, which prevent them from being able to future focus and focus on their children. And in that instance, we very much signpost parents to Relate NI. They have an end of relationship counselling course, we understand, which parents say they find very helpful. We also signpost off to, if necessary, if they need to become more legally informed about what their rights and entitlements are as parents before coming into a mediation, which promotes negotiation and compromise. You need to know what you are negotiating and compromising with. So those are two of the areas that we may well signpost people off to become more mediation ready.
Yes. And that doesn't prevent them, of course, coming back in the future when they are mediation ready.
Not at all. Can
be offered at that time. So what happens if both parents have been assessed and it's decided that the timing is right for them?
Mm-hmm. Well, then what we're looking for is to see, we let the parents know that, but then we obviously need to find out whether they both individually think the timing is right, because that isn't always the case. Sometimes one parent may be keen and the other isn't, but let's presume both parents are keen and ready. We've said we think the timing is right. Well, then we will be in contact with them either through the office or through the mediator, depending on whether you're doing it online or face-to-face, and where the first meeting will be set up. And then it goes from there.
Polly, thank you so much. That's been very interesting. I've enjoyed talking to you very much this morning.
Great to catch up with you as always, Carol. See you soon.
Okay, bye.